Robert, it looked as if you had your best game, maybe even of the season, on Sunday, especially that first half. What was going, now that you've had a chance to look at the film, what do you think was going right for you in particular?
I think we were in a rhythm. Everybody was doing their job, and getting a lot of time to make good decisions. Guys were where they're supposed to be, making plays for me, and that's what we just got to do more of. It's not just about myself. Like I said, it involves everybody. And early on, we were really clicking, and we just got to find a way to channel that for a whole game and not just a half.
How do you set expectations for these last four games? Obviously, you guys are out of it. Very little to play for as far as beyond that, but what do you want to see or achieve after this?
I think you always have something to play for. And I think no matter what, when we step out there on the field, our record doesn't matter. That doesn't come with you out there on the field. We have a job to take care of, and we get to play a game that's a lot of fun. And, you know, losing's not fun. Everyone knows that, but at the end of the day, you still have to show up ready to play, and you just have to make a conscious effort to get better. Whatever it is, when you look at yourself on tape and say, I need to get better at this, make a conscious effort to get better at it over these next four games.
So are there development things that you have in your mind that you and Kyle or Matt have gone over, or is that how you approach it?
No, we still approach it the way we normally do, trying to win the game. It's just as a player, you know, coaches can only coach so much. You have to be able to look at yourself and be hard on yourself too. And those are the things that, you know, I'm probably not going to share, but those are the things that I try to focus on myself to just get better each week.
Robert, as you said, you were really effective as an offense early on. A lot of those plays were out of the no huddle, and then you didn't really run it nearly as much the rest of the game. It seems to have been the pattern basically this year that it works pretty well for a while, and then you don't do it. Do you wish you did it more and you figure out how and why you're using it or not using it?
We go out there and everybody's fighting together. So, at the end of the day, everyone can look back at it and say we should have done this more, done that more. And I'm sure everybody has an opinion about it, but we have to go out there and try to execute as best as we possibly can with what we're given. So we can't come out here and question that kind of stuff.
But do you feel like you guys have been pretty effective in the no huddle this year?
We have.
Do you ever advocate to Kyle, hey, can we use him more?
Me and Kyle talk a lot, so we'll keep that private.
With regard to the no huddle, I guess, is that something where it wears down a defense, obviously, but it wears down you guys too? Does it take some time to recover after one of those long no huddle drives?
I don't think so.
I have a two-part question. It's always more fun to win than to lose. So question one is it still fun for you to play football with all the losing?
Oh, yeah, I think it is. And it's just the attitude you have to bring to the game. We all play the game to win. But when you're losing and not having the year that we wanted to have as an organization, as a team, it makes it tough. It makes it hard on those guys in the locker room when you have to sit there and talk about, you know, we know we're a better team than this, and we're not going out there and showing it. So that makes it a lot harder. But it's still a fun game. You still get to go out there and do something that you've done your whole life and have fun doing it. And I don't think people can see it from that perspective, but inside that locker room, you still have to look at it that way and still be able to smile when everybody wants you to have your head down and be frowning.
And then the second part is, what's been the hardest part up to this point of the season, and what's been the best part? Because I want to end on a positive note.
Hardest part, the way the season's gone for us and just knowing the type of players and the kind of guys that we have. And the coaches that we have, it's just been – it's real disappointing for us, and I'm sure it's disappointing for the fans and for everybody involved. And then the best thing about it is we still get a chance to strap it up every Sunday. And then after this year is over, after these next four games, we still get to look forward to an off season and get to come out next year and do things the way we know that we can.
Rob, I'm sure you hear some of the scrutiny about the team and the program and the direction and everything right now. When you hear people say that it's time to go in a different direction as far as coaching staff, try something new, what's your reaction to that? What do you think about the program as it's currently constructed in the direction?
Yeah, I think it's just everyone's going to have an opinion, and it's an outside opinion. Only the people that are inside and, you know, us coaches, you know, anybody else in the organization knows what goes on around here. And whenever you have a year like we're having, sitting at 3-9 when we had higher hopes and higher expectations, people are going to try to, you know, sink the ship. And our job is not to focus on that stuff. So I personally just focus on Kansas City.
But what is your opinion?
my opinion of
the coaching staff and the future.
I mean, I think these guys have a great future, and you know, I love having them here. And that's all I can say. You know, we're focused on Kansas City. They're focused on Kansas City, and that's all we can control.
I asked Coach about your relationship together, and he said it was a good one. He actually joked that maybe you guys go for a beer once in a while, but we know you don't drink. How would you describe the relationship from where it was to where it is now?
You know, I think whenever you have competitors like us, you know, losing can be tough, but at the end of the day, just like when I came in here, me, Coach, Kyle, all the rest of the coaches, and all the rest of the players, we all want to win. And that's a winning recipe, whether you're doing it on the field or not. And so that's the way I look at it. We're all competitors. We all get heated at times, but at the end of the day, we all want to win.
The word trust gets used a lot, too, when it comes to this stuff. Has that trust developed?
Between player and coach?
Yeah.
I mean, it's as much as it can develop in a year and a half, 2 year span. You know, I haven't spent a lot of time here, obviously. I haven't spent a lot of time in the league, and it takes time to build that trust over time with a coach anytime.
On a separate thing, you're kind of a lucky guy because opponents like to comment on your game after every time they play you guys. This time it's Antrel. You must feel blessed in that. Antrel Rolls said you're taking all these brutal hits and hit too much and all that. How do you feel like you're still getting hit too much, or do you feel like you've been able to cut down on that? How do you feel about in that area?
Okay, Antrel. I mean, everyone can see it a little bit. You know, I think I've done a better job myself, limiting the hits on myself out in the open and stuff like that. And there's still some times that I take some hits, and hey, it's football. You know, it's a physical sport. You don't want to take as many hits as I have this year, but you try to avoid them when you can, and when you can't, you know, you just got to get up.
Had the end around where you went out in front of Aldrick to block there. Do you have second thoughts on that afterwards?
No, second thoughts. I just knew you guys were going to bring that up. But, I've led block before, but it was just a miscommunication between me, Trent, and the field. Trent slipped a little bit, and that's why Antrel got through there. And, I took the block for Al. You know, I'll take that hit.
Robert, Terry Shea, who you worked with before you got here, had some things to say about some advice he gave you. I'm just curious, how many different people do you have giving you advice? How do you process through it all between what you get here, what you get on the outside, and how do you kind of sort and prioritize what you listen and what you process through?
I don't listen to too much of the outside. Coach Shea is a guy that helped me coming into the league, so I do listen to Coach Shea. And, he's had a lot of coaching experience. He's seen a lot, done a lot, and I appreciate everything he's done for me, helping me with my game coming into the league, and just advice now. So, I do listen to Coach Shea, but a lot of the other outside stuff you can't listen to. There's certain people that will contact you personally, and, yeah, you listen to those guys, but when it comes to just people out there talking, you just don't listen to it.
You guys led the league last year, and I believe yards per attempt and big plays. It's been at least two games since you've had a pass over 20 yards. Why is that? What can you put your finger on? What's changed?
We're just not making big plays. But aside from that, man, that's not something to come up here and address. But we know on the inside what we have to do to get those big plays. And it just comes down to execution.
Justin Tuck had some words of encouragement for you after the last game. Just two things on that. First, do you get that a lot from, coming off the field after games? And also, last year it was, you giving NFL Films, got you giving the words of encouragement to Tony Romo. Now the shoe's on the other foot. Do you kind of look back and say, how did this happen sometimes?
No, I don't. You be who you are. You know, last year when we had that victory over the Cowboys, the last game of the year, I went to Tony, and that's not for me to put that on tape. I forgot I was mic'd up, and it's just what you do as players. And players in this game understand what we go through, whether we're on different teams or not. And You know, Tuck did have some kind things to say to me, and I appreciated it. You know, we're all competitors out there. We all want to win. They're a rival, but at the end of the day, I think players can kind of understand what we each go through.
Well, we know how good a season Alfred has had. When teams take him away, though, I mean, the Giants obviously made life hard for him the other day. How important is it then, when you were talking about the big plays, not being able to hit them, does it make it more pressure on you guys to do that, to get them out of the scenario where they're trying to take him away and not paying for it, I guess?
You know, every defense's plan is to make you one-dimensional, whether that's running the ball or throwing the ball. And you know, if we're not running the ball effectively, we have to throw it effectively. And I think we did throw it effectively. We just didn't get the big plays that we wanted, that we're used to getting, or, you know, people point to from last year. And that's just something that we have to fix. And it's really just scheming up and execution. That's basically the bottom line. It's not that they're not there. We just got to make the plays.
Robert, you're one of those guys that kind of experiences the extremes. Like, you had the highest of highs last year. You guys win the division, rookie of the year, all that good stuff. And then this year it's kind of like you're being picked apart for everything you do, even walking down the street. I guess, do you sometimes wish you were in the middle of that? And how do you feel like you've handled the highs and the lows, and what have you learned from that?
You know, I think other guys can speak to how I've handled it better than I could. I don't think it'd be fair for me to comment on how I've handled something. But, yeah, I mean, you still have to enjoy the journey. And people are going to try to pick you apart. That's just the nature of this world, the nature of our society. It doesn't make it right, but it's going to happen. And you have to be able to be secure with who you are and you know, not change who you are no matter what's going on. And last year was great, and this year hasn't been great, but you have to be able to learn from years like this. And, you know, I've taken it all on, head on, and feel like I am learning a lot. And you just appreciate these moments like this, because God always has a plan, and you just got to be ready to go with whatever he's got going for you. And this year it's this, and he's trying to show me something, trying to show us something. And we have to be able to see it, learn from it, and move on.
Negative stuff to you? I mean, what is it like, I guess, to be you?
You know, out in public, it's, you know, no one says anything negative at all. It's mostly pictures and autographs and stuff like that, just like before. But I never went out much anyway. So it's not, I get to stay at home, you know, relax with my family, play with my dog, and, you know, live life.
What's the biggest misconception about this team right now? What's something that's out there that you've heard or maybe see that you're like, that's not even close to being the truth, that's not even close to being the story?
You know, just a fragmented team. We're not a fragmented team. We're all sticking together. Everybody understands what we got to do these next four games, and, you know, that's the bottom line. And, you know, just all the false stories that keep coming out. It's just one thing after another, day after day, and guys still have to continue to change the channel and not listen to any of that stuff and block it out.
Given the, go ahead.
No, Chris, you go, Chris. Sorry. Kansas City was one of the best defenses in the league for the first nine games. Obviously, they played Peyton the last two out of the last three games. What do you see there? I know they've got some injuries, but what do you see as a whole from there?
Very talented defense. Going to be a challenge, but you got to be willing to accept the challenge. And they're going to do some things up front that can be difficult, and we're going to have to counterpunch and, you know, just be ready for anything. They got some talented players on their defense, and they can do a lot of different things.
Is there one player that stands out on tape more than others in that front? Or
I'm not going to insult any of those guys. No added ammunition from me for them. So all of them, you know, Dontari Poe. I came out with Dontari from, he's from Memphis, and we trained together, and he's a force to be reckoned with. You know, Ali and all those guys are, you know, they're legit. So you just accept that challenge. Know that when you step on the field, you got to earn it.
There's always the pundit question that they should sit Robert, protect him, play Kurt, improve his trade value, all that stuff. When you hear that, do you take that personally? Do you see the value of the last four games and why that would not be in the best interests for everybody?
No, I mean, I don't take any offense to that. That's just outsiders looking in that just don't understand the game of football. And when it comes down to time like this, it's easy for guys to check out. I think it'd be real cowardly of me to check out and say, hey, I don't want to play these next four games. That's not who I am. That's not who any competitive football player is, and you want to play. So we're going to finish out the year, and you take what's happened this year, being 3-9, and you face it. You know, that's why I come up here every single week. I face you guys because this is what you have to do. You have to do the same thing no matter whether you're winning or losing. And we got four games, and I'm going to give it my all in these four games, and I know those guys will too.